Good afternoon. This is the astrology program on WGXC 90.7 on your FM dial, and it's Friday, December 30th. I'm going to be looking at the next 2 weeks and seeing the astrological influences that affect us all. It is a very powerful period of time, in fact, the time between Christmas and New Year's, and particularly for a very special reason. The signs that astrologically show up at the equinoxes and the solstices are called cardinal signs in astrology, and the cardinal signs carry an initiating energy. They begin each season, spring, summer, autumn, winter. So we're beginning the winter right now, and in fact, the period of time leading up to January is very Capricornian, of course, because the sun is in the sign Capricorn. The sun is, in fact, going to go conjunct to the planet Pluto yesterday. And, of course, we have this idea of cardinal being initiating energy. It's an extremely good time to seed the new year. And what I mean by that is it's a good time to put in mind exactly what you want to happen, how you would like your year to come about. And when I speak about seeding, I mean it's a good idea to meditate. It's a good idea to write down what it is you'd like. In a way, it's a kind of form of New Year's wishes, expectations, resolutions, and so on. It's very, very powerful to do this because it used to be called a phenomenon called manifesting, meaning that if you're really explicit about how you go about things, about what you want, what you need, and where you're going, there's a greater likelihood that such things will come to fruition. So it's very, very important to put things in mind right now, to focus, to begin to really direct yourself in the correct way, and to make sure that the energies that you're bringing into being are exactly the ones that you want to put into being. A couple of influences have just happened in the very near past, which I want to talk about because we missed a week, and this is actually quite valuable for you to know about, because on Christmas Day, which is a little less than a week ago, Sunday, December 25th, of course, Jupiter, after a period of many months, in fact, since the end of August, went direct. What that means is Jupiter represents plenty, optimism, positivity, moving forward. It's about opportunities. It's about dreams. And when Jupiter's been retrograde, as it has been in the sign Taurus recently, it means that it's very, very difficult to get things up and running, to get them off the ground, to get them projected into the future. So as a result, when Jupiter went direct, it became like a kind of ray of hope and positivity for the coming year. It's a very, very good signal when the year begins as Jupiter starts its forward-moving cycle. A lot of big dreams, a lot of expectations, a lot of plans for the future may easily have been put on hold recently simply because the money may not be there, which is what Jupiter also governs. But certainly as well, it represents when Mercury, when Jupiter goes retrograde, it shows the whole idea of a backward movement rather than a forward movement of opportunity, of optimism, and so on. If you look around, you notice that people are really not very optimistic these days, and it's not surprising. When you're struggling financially, it's an extremely difficult time. There's no question about it. Obviously, Jupiter stays in each sign for about a year, so we will see now Jupiter over the entire year of 2012 being in the sign Taurus, which governs material things, it governs money, it governs property, it governs lots of issues like that. And the idea here is that it's very earthy, it's very tangible. And of course, the premier focus in such a time is not just to put things in mind, but to make your philosophy, your worldview real and tangible, functional. And it also puts a tremendous focus on practicality. And having in mind that things really do need to come into being in the same way that they may have been difficult for the last 4 months or so, now things are going to be a bit easier, that it will break the it'll break the steadiness that has been happening, and it'll break the pessimistic mood and hopefully make us all a little bit more optimistic. Yesterday, on the 29th of December, which was Thursday, the Sun went conjunct to Pluto in Capricorn. Sun going conjunct to Pluto in Capricorn is really very powerful. It happens once a year. Pluto governs the masses, the public. It also indicates the idea that people are striving for power in all kinds of material ways. They're likely to be winners. They're also likely to be a lot more losers. That's probably the gist in a nutshell of what the 99%, 1% is really about. Unfortunately, we're in a time where 1% are winners, 99% may easily be losers, and that includes almost all of us. Because Pluto and the Sun have a very strong relationship, the Sun is our energy, our vitality, our identity. It often indicates a situation where people are struggling to actually define their identity, hence identity crises. And this often forces us to make major changes in order to survive, for one thing, but also that we often find ourselves in a situation of having to submit to a whole series of activities that we resist like crazy, or we resent, or both. But yet, we must move through them. So this is, again, not an easy time, but rather one where it really galvanizes us not only to act, but also to continually redefine ourselves, to redefine our views in such a way that survival mode is dominant. And when survival mode is dominant, the idea basically is that we spend a certain amount of time and energy really describing, defining, and determining who we are. This might be editing a website, changing your business cards, shifting your identity in some way. And very often Saturn conjunct Pluto has that kind of effect and impact. On Sunday, January 1st, which is New Year's Day, which is in 2 days' time from now, we see that Mercury in Sagittarius is square to Mars in Virgo. And Mercury in Sagittarius is very outspoken. It's very often unrealistically optimistic and positive. And of course, it represents ideas, concepts, communication. When you're trying to realize your ideas during such a time, it's important to be careful and not to act too quickly, to make hasty decisions, to really be in the present, but at the same time be aware of what the longer-term implications of your choices are likely to be. Try to see the new year in a realistic way and try to steady yourself and to gain in small areas. Don't try to take too much on. Don't be too optimistic, but rather move ahead slowly and steadily wins the day. Also, with such an aspect being a square, there's a very great possibility of arguments, of disputes, of differences of opinion. But then that is something that just simply happens. As a kind of side note, one of the ways in which I celebrate New Year's Eve is probably a bit unique given what I do. But of course, I'm an astrologer, but also I've read tarot cards forever. And to me, midnight is very important because of this seeding quality. And what I do for myself is I do a tarot reading, which lasts for the next year. I do a 12-card reading and a kind of astrological spread. And each card around the circle represents a month. I find it very, very valuable simply because it, in a way, forces me to look ahead, to try to focus, to try to understand the real direction I'm going to be going in, not just in the next month or two or three, but rather over the entire year. In fact, if any of you are interested in such a reading, do be in touch with me. And of course, I'm not going to do it on New Year's Eve at midnight, but it's very handy around this time of the year to get some sense of where your year is heading and going. Just to take a little break for a second, this is the astrology program. I am A.T. Mann, and this is WGXC FM 90.7 on your FM dial. And we're talking about the current astrology. And if you want to get in touch with me, have a look at my website at atmann.net or contact me at atmann@atmann.net if you're interested in a tarot reading. These kinds of things are very interesting. You know, I've written a number of books about tarot as well, particularly the Mandala Astrological Tarot. And in it, I really discuss something that isn't really talked about in tarot circles, but it's about the value and importance of asking the question. And really, what does a question mean? When I do a reading for someone, I often say to them, well, come with questions. What would you really like to know? And many people are perplexed by this whole concept in the sense that they don't really think carefully about what it is they do want to know. And my feeling is that by simply defining what it is that you'd like to know is a very, very valuable first step in really discovering how to go about that, how to work with it, what difficulties might arise. In fact, simply the act of asking is something that can be immensely valuable simply because it puts you in the right direction. So I often find clients of mine kind of reassure me in this regard, but very often they find that just simply by formulating the question in their own minds, it moves them much, much closer to achieving a kind of positive solution that seems to work. Have a try. Do it. Particularly do that around New Year's Eve, meaning ask yourself what that year is going to be like. What are the issues involved? What are the challenges that are likely to happen? In what areas might they occur? Are you more interested in what's going on with your business or with your relationships or both? In fact, these are very, very powerful points and powerful times right now. During the month of Capricorn, the astrological month of Capricorn, from December 21st to January 21st, it's interesting because all of the major moon phases are in these so-called cardinal initiating signs, meaning the full moon that's coming up in the very near future is in Cancer, the opposite sign to Capricorn. The square moons are in the signs Aries and Libra, which are the other two cardinal signs. So in a way, it's like we have a little microcosm of the cardinal year throughout the sign Capricorn. So the energy for each of the quarter moons, as well as the new and full moons, is up in this mode of initiating, starting, seeding, germinating energies, which is the name of the game. So it's actually a fantastic time to really move ahead in this particular direction. Okay, so January 7th, which is a little more than a week from today, Mercury in Sagittarius goes sextile to Saturn, which is in the sign Libra. Mercury's towards the very end of Sagittarius. Saturn is at the very end of Libra, around 27, 28 degrees. Once again, Mercury is about your mind. It's about how you think, how you communicate, how you express yourself, and how you really do put things in play over a period of time. When Mercury's sextile to Saturn, it brings a greater degree of concentration and focus on plans, particularly far-reaching plans. It's about incremental logic, incremental thinking, about results coming about not too quickly, but over an extended period of time. Therefore, it's a good time to focus, but also it's often a challenge to focus. And it becomes very, very important, reiterating the theme that's been throughout this entire program, that it's very, very important to really carefully define what you want, and it will make much clearer how to go about that. And also remember, because Saturn is in the sign Libra, that other people end up being potential dampers, but also potential partners for where you're going. And the idea of Saturn in Libra is a focus on partnership, on agreement, on coming together, but yet Saturn often being difficulties in that regard. You can see this manifesting in Congress, for example. Saturn's in each sign for 2.5 years. In fact, almost the entire time that Obama's been in office, Saturn has been in Libra, which represents this restriction of government, the restriction and difficulty finding consensus, difficulty putting governments together. It's like the, you know, the revolution in Egypt and in Libya and Syria and various, and Russia even these days, a little bit of China. All of these are reaching a point where they haven't resolved themselves yet, and yet it's very clear that things are awry, that there's a lot of there are a lot of questions and various other things. So we're about to reach a stage when Saturn goes out of Libra and into Scorpio, a whole other phase of things, and that represents overthrow, changes in power structures, changes in government that reflect probably the masses more than they do individual rulers. So maybe the Occupy Wall Street, you know, into the new year is really going to go through a much more dramatic change and shift, which is probably a very good thing. Okay, Sunday, January 8th, which is a little more than a week from now, Mercury goes out of the sign Sagittarius and it goes into the sign Capricorn. And this will happen very early in the morning on January 8th, Sunday. Mercury is very cerebral. It's about the mind. And being in the responsible sign Capricorn, it indicates that the primary mode of thought of communication is very rational and very clear. Mercury makes interesting aspects, a trine to Jupiter, which is more expansive, more open-ended, and it squares the spontaneous Uranus, which is very inflammatory. It's about sudden action, about moving very quickly, bringing a kind of clarity to communications, but yet at the same time spurring provocative comments. It obviously is a time when invention is in the fore, when positive directions are in process but haven't quite come about yet. You know, if you remember, I've spoken a number of programs about Uranus and Aries, and it's a very powerful, once again, initiating influence. The sun's going to go conjunct to Uranus this spring, just after the spring equinox in late March. So this Mercury in Capricorn is like a précis, like a quick look at the next 3 months and what will be happening. It indicates that because Mercury is so provocative in a way, and especially squaring to Uranus, it's important to settle down, to not waste too much energy, and to put your thoughts in order, to find a degree of mental discipline, and to focus on achieving your ambitions. Once again, it's about not acting too quickly, not being too provocative with your own way of being, but rather working through things at a regular pace, at a reasonable pace, not really putting too much pressure on yourself, beginning to gradually kind of work through the issues that arise. You know, again, they always say Rome wasn't built in a day. And of course, the whole idea here is that this is a very important lesson for us to learn in our lives as well. Incidentally, in talking so much about cardinal energy and cardinal signs, I can tell you the individuals that are going to be affected most during this, you know, predominantly Capricornian cardinal time, which is Capricorns themselves, the opposite sign Cancer, and the two square signs, Aries and Libra. So if you have either the sun or the moon or other planets in any of these cardinal signs, then you're likely to be very much, very deeply, very powerfully affected by these circumstances and situations. By the way, it's very, very easy nowadays online to get your horoscope calculated if you've never had that done. Probably if you just search on free horoscopes. I know there's a website in Europe that does them basically online as you wait. And it's very, very easy to find such things. Finally, we see that on the 9th of January, that there is a full moon in the sign Cancer, and that being the opposite sign of Capricorn, it indicates all of the practicality of Capricorn is affected very dramatically by Cancerian energies, which are much more emotional, much more sensitive, much more possessive. Capricorn makes us deal with duty, with what really needs to be done, what has to be done, with essentially the structural component of things. And when there's a full moon, obviously the sun and moon are opposite to each other. It's very highly polarized. First of all, it's seen as not a very good time to have operations, and very often people are prone to accidents during full moons. The reason being that desire to get out is always compensated for by the direct opposite. So Capricorn seeks security and balance. Cancer full moon exaggerates emotional needs. People's feelings are likely to get hurt. We want to be safe. We want our personality to be comfortable. We want our environment to be handleable and able to really be worked with in the right kind of way. And yet the whole idea of Cancer, which is very possessive, you know, a crab has very soft inside of its body, but the shell is quite hard. It represents exactly that kind of emotional attitude where we armor ourselves on the outside. We create a very strong exterior as a way of protecting our sense of vulnerability inside. So we're facing challenges these days relating to our Capricornian world, to the world of physical necessities, of having to deal with situations where we don't really feel very secure financially, and yet we've got to move through these things. Should we be tough or should we be emotional? Should we act on the basis of being sensitive to others, or should we just steamroll through and get our needs met? To me, this is a fundamental issue. I mean, it's brought up at this time of the year in particular, but in addition to that, I think in our society, having lived in Europe for almost 30 years, where there's a tremendous sensitivity to the plight of the underdog, of helping people that can't help themselves, this country seems to be going in the opposite direction. There's very, very little conversation about this, you know, particularly, I must say, kind of Republican influences, that there's very little talk and very little concern with the needs that people have, the needs that we all have, and that indeed supports our sense of emotional security on a larger level. Because this full moon makes sextile and trine aspects from the sun and the moon to Mars in Virgo, that it means that we need to utilize skillful activity and we need to empower ourselves to find healthy ways to mediate between these two positions of being, you know, kind of very pragmatic and practical Capricorn or being very soft-hearted and emotional Cancer. Obviously, there's often a flip-flop between the two. It's about moving from one to the other and back again. This aspect always brings up very deep emotions, and you know, emotional issues, if they exist in your world, in your environment, then they're likely to be triggered, and they're likely to be issues raised along those regards. If your relationship has been experiencing difficulties, expect things to really blow when the full moon in Cancer happens on the 9th of January. Obviously, again, the emotions that are activated by this kind of a lunation show us that it's important to nurture our needs, to be clear and expressive about what we need from other people. A lot of times that's a cardinal issue. We have needs, we have concerns, but we don't really communicate them very clearly. And very often this can diffuse influences like the one I'm describing. We still have public lives and private lives, and of course there's always an interaction between the two, and they have very close connections. So it's very, very important that we essentially make it clear what we need, how we need it, say it in the clearest and best possible way, and essentially learn how to work through the critical issues. So I will see you again in 2 weeks' time, and once again, this is the astrology program. I'm A.T. Mann. I live in Hudson. And again, you can look at my website, which is www.atmann.net. That's atmann.net. Or you can email me at atmann@atmann.net. Get some astrology. Have a tarot reading. get a book and a deck of tarot cards. Learn how to do it yourself. Learn how to look into the future, how to explore where your life is going. And I think you'll find that it makes a huge help. And it really does bring you to a different kind of understanding of where you're headed in your life. And I'll say goodbye for today. And thank you for listening.